Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 20. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. What is Lucy going to buy for her mother's birthday?
When are you going to buy something for your mother, Lucy?
I'm going after school today. I've seen some lovely blue earrings.
Your aunt has got her earrings.
Oh. Well, she said she wanted some gloves.
Yes, I've got those.
Oh. She told me not to get perfume.
Okay, get her the blue earrings.
Right. She loves earrings.
Now, listen again.
When are you going to buy something for your mother, Lucy?
I'm going after school today. I've seen some lovely blue earrings.
Your aunt has got her earrings.
Oh. Well, she said she wanted some gloves.
Yes, I've got those.
Oh. She told me not to get perfume.
Okay. Get her the blue earrings.
Right. She loves earrings.
Two. Where did Charlie stay during the summer holidays?
Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did. It was wonderful. We went to this beautiful river.
Did you stay in a hotel?
No. We actually lived on the river for 2 weeks.
You mean in a tent beside the river?
No, on the river, in a boat like a house. It was in the middle of a small town.
Now, listen again.
Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did. It was wonderful. We went to this beautiful river.
Did you stay in a hotel?
No, we actually lived on the river for 2 weeks.
You mean in a tent beside the river?
No, on the river, in a boat like a house. It was in the middle of a small town.
Three. How much are the 2 train tickets?
Have you paid for the tickets yet?
No, I'm going to check the price now. Let's see. 2 tickets to London. Return, Saturday the 15th.
How much are they? I'll give you the money.
OK. They're £15.15 each.
So that's £30... £30.30 for the 2 of us.
That's right.
That's cheap. I thought they would be about £50.
Now, listen again.
Have you paid for the tickets yet?
No, I'm going to check the price now. Let's see. 2 tickets to London. Return, Saturday the 15th.
How much are they? I'll give you the money.
OK. They're £15.15 each.
So that's £30.30 for the 2 of us.
That's right.
That's cheap. I thought they would be about £50.
Four. What is Jill waiting for?
Hi, Jill. Can I give you a lift?
Hi, Uncle. No, it's okay. My mother's coming to pick me up.
At a bus stop? Is she coming on a bus?
No, in a taxi.
Oh, of course. She doesn't drive.
That's right.
Well, if you're sure.
Yes, I'm fine. She'll be here in the taxi in a minute.
Okay, bye.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Jill. Can I give you a lift?
Hi, Uncle. No, it's okay. My mother's coming to pick me up.
At a bus stop? Is she coming on a bus?
No, in a taxi.
Oh, of course. She doesn't drive.
That's right.
Well, if you're sure.
Yes, I'm fine. She'll be here in the taxi in a minute.
Okay, bye.
Five. What time does the music concert start?
Does the concert start at 7?
I think it's later than that. 7:30 maybe?
Didn't you put it in your phone calendar?
Oh, yes. It starts at... Oh, 8. We've got lots of time.
Now, listen again.
Does the concert start at 7?
I think it's later than that. 7:30 maybe?
Didn't you put it in your phone calendar?
Oh, yes. It starts at... Oh, 8. We've got lots of time.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about a school trip.
Okay, can you listen for a few minutes? I want to tell you about the next school trip, which is on Tuesday, the 30th of April. This time, we're going to the Science Museum in the town centre. There are so many interesting things in the museum, but perhaps the most interesting thing is a dinosaur. They call him Dino at the museum. D-I-N-O. This is an afternoon trip. We leave the school at 2:30, but we don't get back until 5. So tell your parents to come later. There will also be late buses. Now, the museum is free, so you don't need to bring any money. But I want you to write about something which you saw. So you must bring a notebook, okay? Thanks for listening.
Now, listen again.
Okay. Can you listen for a few minutes? I want to tell you about the next school trip, which is on Tuesday, the 30th of April. This time, we're going to the Science Museum in the town centre. There are so many interesting things in the museum. But perhaps the most interesting thing is a dinosaur. They call him Dino at the museum. D-I-N-O. This is an afternoon trip. We leave the school at 2:30, but we don't get back until 5. So tell your parents to come later. There will also be late buses. Now, the museum is free, so you don't need to bring any money. But I want you to write about something which you saw. So you must bring a notebook, okay? Thanks for listening.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Emma talking to her friend Michael about a play which they have seen.
I loved that.
It was brilliant. Thank you for suggesting it.
Why didn't you want to go at first?
I don't usually like comedies, but that was really good.
It was long, but I didn't get bored.
No, but I'm glad there was a break in the middle. I was so thirsty.
Me too. But everything was very expensive in the theatre cafe. It's lucky you weren't hungry too.
I didn't understand why they were all there.
What do you mean? All the people in that house?
Yes. They each come from a different place to that house. Why?
The man who owned the house invited them.
Oh, right. What was the best part for you?
The part with the dog. How did they get the dog to do all those things?
Yes, that part was funny. But I preferred the part with the mirror. They thought the mirror was a window.
Yes, that was very clever. What was the play about? It wasn't just funny, was it?
No, I think it was about money. Most of the people wanted to be rich, but the only happy people in the play were poor.
So money doesn't make you happy?
That's right.
Now, listen again.
I loved that.
It was brilliant. Thank you for suggesting it.
Why didn't you want to go at first?
I don't usually like comedies, but that was really good.
It was long, but I didn't get bored.
No, but I'm glad there was a break in the middle. I was so thirsty.
Me too. But everything was very expensive in the theatre cafe. It's lucky you weren't hungry too.
I didn't understand why they were all there.
What do you mean? All the people in that house?
Yes. They each come from a different place to that house. Why?
The man who owned the house invited them.
Oh, right. What was the best part for you?
The part with the dog. How did they get the dog to do all those things?
Yes, that part was funny. But I preferred the part with the mirror. They thought the mirror was a window.
Yes, that was very clever. What was the play about? It wasn't just funny, was it?
No, I think it was about money. Most of the people wanted to be rich, but the only happy people in the play were poor.
So money doesn't make you happy?
That's right.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What geography homework must the students do this evening?
Okay, can you all look at page 54 in your geography book? There's a map on that page. I want you to go on the web and find the names of all the rivers and mountains on the map. Put the names on the map carefully. Then I want you to learn all the names and we'll have a test tomorrow. Okay? Any questions?
Now listen again.
Okay, can you all look at page 54 in your geography book? There's a map on that page. I want you to go on the web and find the names of all the rivers and mountains on the map. Put the names on the map carefully. Then I want you to learn all the names and we'll have a test tomorrow. OK? Any questions?
XVII. You will hear a boy, William, talking to his mother. How much of today's homework has he done?
Mum, can I go to the park now to meet my friend Matt?
Have you done all your homework for today?
Well, I've done the maths and the science.
OK. What about the poem which you have to write for English?
I can do that at the weekend.
Really? When must you give in the poem?
Monday.
OK, off you go.
Now, listen again.
Mum, can I go to the park now to meet my friend Matt?
Have you done all your homework for today?
Well, I've done the maths and the science.
OK, what about the poem which you have to write for English?
I can do that at the weekend.
Really? When must you give in the poem?
Monday.
OK, off you go.
XVIII. You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Anna. Why wasn't she at school yesterday?
Anna, where were you yesterday? Were you ill?
No, sir. I had to go to London.
You shouldn't take days off school for sightseeing.
I wasn't sightseeing, sir. I was in a hockey competition.
Oh, I see. Was it the school team?
No, it was the city team. My parents sent a letter to the head teacher.
Ah, OK. She didn't tell me. Did you win?
Yes, sir. We did.
Well done.
Now, listen again.
Anna, where were you yesterday? Were you ill?
No, sir. I had to go to London.
You shouldn't take days off school for sightseeing.
I wasn't sightseeing, sir. I was in a hockey competition.
Oh, I see. Was it the school team?
No, it was the city team. My parents sent a letter to the head teacher.
Ah, OK. She didn't tell me. Did you win?
Yes, sir. We did.
Well done.
XIX. You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Sue. What will the weather be like this afternoon?
Don't forget to take your coat, Sue.
Oh, Dad, it's too hot for a coat.
It's hot now, but the weather is changing this afternoon.
It's going to be even hotter.
No, it isn't. It's getting very cold and very windy.
OK, I'll take it.
Now, listen again.
Don't forget to take your coat, Sue.
Oh, Dad, it's too hot for a coat.
It's hot now, but the weather is changing this afternoon.
It's going to be even hotter.
No, it isn't. It's getting very cold and very windy.
OK, I'll take it.
XX. You will hear a mother talking to her son, Mark. What does she want him to do?
Can you help me with the washing, Mark?
Yes, OK. Shall I put it on the line in the garden?
No, it started to rain. Can you put it upstairs?
Right. In your bedroom?
No, in the bathroom, please.
OK.
Now, listen again.
Can you help me with the washing, Mark?
Yes, OK. Shall I put it on the line in the garden?
No, it started to rain. Can you put it upstairs?
Right. In your bedroom?
No, in the bathroom, please.
Okay.
That is the end of part four. Now look at part five. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Eva talking to her mother about her sister's birthday. What present will each person give her?
Mum, what's everybody getting May for her birthday?
Well, I'm going to give her some clothes. She needs a new jacket and skirt for school.
Right. That's not very exciting. But all the other presents are better. Your father has bought her a fish for her fish tank. One fish? It's a very expensive fish. Your uncle is giving her that painting which she liked. He went back to the shop and got it.
The painting of a horse?
Yes. Aunt Jane told me she is getting her a computer game.
Does Aunt Jane know anything about computer games?
It seems that your sister told her exactly what to buy.
Is Grandma going to give her money again?
Yes, she is.
So what's left? I haven't bought her anything yet.
You could give her a book on fish.
Yes. I'll do that. Thanks, Mum.
Now, listen again.
Mum, what's everybody getting May for her birthday?
Well, I'm going to give her some clothes. She needs a new jacket and skirt for school.
Right. That's not very exciting. But all the other presents are better. Your father has bought her a fish for her fish tank.
One fish? It's a very expensive fish.
Your uncle is giving her that painting which she liked. He went back to the shop and got it.
The painting of a horse?
Yes. Aunt Jane told me she is getting her a computer game.
Does Aunt Jane know anything about computer games?
It seems that your sister told her exactly what to buy.
Is Grandma going to give her money again?
Yes, she is.
So what's left? I haven't bought her anything yet.
You could give her a book on fish.
Yes, I'll do that. Thanks, Mum.
That is the end of part five. That is the end of the test.